The lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
Your time is now just coming up to 12 to 11. We're taking talk calls and the number's 1-300-872-911. We've got Jason on the line. Oh, it says Jason's on the line at Cape York. Hello, Jason.
G'day, Mac. A long time no speak, mate. How are you all down there?
How far up the Cape are you?
I'm not that far, but I'm talking to you on my new phone system. I've got the new mobile Starlink Mini.
Starlink Mini, is it?
Yeah, low voltage, works on 12 volts. So we're able to ring Macca now when we're upset about something.
What are you upset about today?
Well, for a start, my Starlink now costs me $200 a month, plus my Telstra bill, which costs about $3,000 a year. Mm. My old satellite system, Macca, used to cost me $16 a month and $1 a phone call, but the government wasn't getting enough GST out of me there. Mm. So now it costs me a whack. But that's not our biggest problem, Macca. Mm. The biggest problem I've got at the minute is communities, myself and other people up here in the Cape, have mail sitting in the Cairns Mail Centre for more than 2 weeks. Some of this mail, Macca, is insulin, Ventolin inhalers for asthmatics, medical supplies.
Wow.
There's a new contractor come on board, and our previous contractor, Tuxworths, were the best trucking company in Cape York. Mm. They can have stuff land in their depot and they've got it to you the next day. I used to be able to have things posted at John at the bungalow post office by 2 p.m. and the next morning we could pick it up at our CMB pickup points. Now, CMB stands for Community Mailbag. There's no roadside delivery up here, John. And so some of our residents up here and in the communities and farmers, workers, to pick up from those pickup points can be up to 150 km turnaround trip.
If
you're going to make that to pick up vital medical supplies and it's not there, and then you find to go to the next roadhouse and it's not there, you can't ring Australia Post because most people in the communities aren't fortunate enough, John, to be able to have my new Starlink system.
Wow.
They can't afford it. There's no power up here, John. There's no phone service. The only thing they have is the post. So when they go to a post bag, they buy stamps by the hundreds and envelopes and they post things back in the mailbag so they can tell their doctor they need another script. Mm. Like, their $16 phone systems are gone. They cannot afford $3,000 a year to have my wonderful Starlink.
Yes.
They can't complain. And I complained yesterday and was called a liar because nobody's complained.
Oh, really?
And Australia Post have wiped us off the map. They don't deliver to RMBs anymore. They're only delivering to CMBs. These charlatans in these bloody offices don't realise how far it is to travel. Tyres on my vehicle, John, are $580 each. Fuel is nearly $3 a litre.
Wow.
And we're travelling just to pick up our post. Hundreds of kilometres and it's not there.
Exactly. Tell me about Tuxworth you mentioned.
Oh, brilliant trucking company. Absolutely fantastic. Locals know the area, know what's got to be done. If they can't get through because it's wet, they will get the shit. They will get the mail through, John.
Yeah.
They will.
Yeah.
And they give it to some new contractor. Here's one. At one stage, one of the drivers crashed the truck, hitchhiked back to Cairns, left everyone's valuables scattered all over the road for about 6 or 7 hours from 3 o'clock in the morning till the road crew found the truck on the side of the road.
Wow.
Like, there's just no love in this company, and Australia Post aren't admitting there's a problem, but it's the reason I'm cranky is because people are not just upset and out of pocket. Their medical supplies are now not getting through.
Well, this is clearly got to be a federal matter, seeing it's Australia Post. And I've just had Warren Inch on the line in the last hour or so. I wish I'd heard this before, but I'll get through to Warren.
Give him another shake.
And see if we can get the two of you together. How did you get through to me again?
New Starlink.
New Starlink.
Okay. My new Starlink Mini, John. Okay. It's unlimited, but it's $195 a month.
Right.
My old service used to be $16 a month and $1 a call. So people can't afford to have a phone up here anymore.
Yeah. I've got to get you in touch directly with Warren Ench, though. Can you just give some information through to my producer in a moment so that we can get
sure
you
can.
Two together? That's going to be the best thing here. Warren's in the best position to be able to intervene here and get some action. But I'm glad you've rung through. You've alerted not only me, but lots and lots of people, including various places up on the Cape that, where they can pick this show up as well. So if you're listening to this and you agree wholeheartedly that something's got to be done, let us know here and we can get some various names together. You hold on there, Jason, and because you're going to be talking to Luca in just a moment. We'll see if we can get you and Warren together, okay?
Cheers, Macca. Thanks for taking the call, mate. G'day, everyone online, and thanks for listening.
Jason on the line up on the Cape.